Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you. Let's see. Bottom of hour number two, we will be joined by Claire Lopez. We'll get some of her insight with regards to our national security threats, and we'll talk a bit about Ukraine and Russia, the blitzkrieg that's happening over there right now by Russia and has been going on through our night and their day. And we'll talk a bit about that with Claire and the implications of that and the implications of the Biden administration's oil and gas decision, and is there a difference between buying directly from Moscow or buying from someone that is directly connected to Moscow, so the money's going to go there anyway, but it just, you try to make yourself look different. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. But at any rate, we will talk about that with Claire and also about the assaults by our government in declaring individuals like myself, we'll talk about it in a minute about free speech, but if you are someone that has been impacted or is sharing truths or is having individuals perhaps on a program like mine that are sharing truths, like Dr. Judy Mikovits, who will be back with us tomorrow. Now, according to a new bulletin that has been put out by DHS, we're considered to be potentially terrorists. Yeah, seriously, that's a scary thought. It's a crazy thought is what it is. It's just radical. All right, top of the next hour, David Shostokos is with us. And we'll get into this. We'll ask him, what is the constitutional position on their efforts to decide what is and what is not now going to be considered to be free speech? And of course we see the CDC is consistently coming out, and one of the things that I was recently banned on one of the platforms for, the CDC has come out and admitted that we're doing exactly what we told social media to ban you for saying. It's craziness. It's absolute insanity, folks. We are supposed to be speaking the truth, and why are believers to be engaged and involved in this? Because it involves lives. I'm consistently still seeing stories and watching feeds and posts about friends or family of friends that are getting ill or ending up in a in a hospital, and then 4 days later, they're writing about memoirs about that person, when the whole situation, if they just had real facts and real truth, could be handled. I'm not saying that there's no such thing as COVID. I'm not saying that there's no such thing as a serious case of it. I had one. What I'm saying is that there are absolute 100% means by which to get through it. And the hospital is not at the top of that list. Bottom of this hour, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry will be joining us, and we'll talk about our nuclear defense. And he's written an extensive article about this. We'll talk about, do we have the ability to defend ourselves against a potential nuclear strike, and how serious is it to consider the level that Putin has elevated the possibility for strategic nuclear strikes. And we'll talk about that. Michael Morris is my guest, Newsbusters and Free Speech America, as we talk here each and every Wednesday about free speech and about media bias and how they're covering and hiding. And I greatly appreciate Mr. Morris being with us. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
You bet. You bet. Well, I've been banned once again. Sent that over to you. Happened on Friday, late Friday. Got a notice. All of a sudden, Thursday, I started having trouble. I couldn't get onto LinkedIn. I'd go to sign in, and your account's been restricted. We need your government ID. I'm like, what? Okay. Because I was actually posting something on my blog. And we post news articles every day, and those news articles spider out to several different places. One of those was LinkedIn. And so I go in, and this has happened before, where you have to reconnect your WordPress account to your LinkedIn account. And so I go to do it, and it says, we need to see your government identification. And I thought, well, that's really odd. Facebook did that to me a while back. It's been a few years now, actually. I still don't have access to my name. Michael, did you know, I don't know, you probably can do this. Do you have a Facebook account still?
So here at MRC Free Speech America, we have a lot of different accounts.
Okay.
And actually, you know, what you've just been describing is an ongoing assault from big tech on the American people against free speech.
Absolutely. Well, I just was curious. I don't have access to my name on my Facebook page. I can't change the name that they have on my page. And they stripped me of the title of pastor because they said it was not on my government ID. That happened number of years ago. So anyway, I try to go in. I give them my driver's license front and back. Then I give them my passport because the driver's license didn't seem to satisfy. And they send me back, and they finally send me a nasty little note, and they say, look, you've been restricted because your activities are in violation of our community standards. And one of the things that was in violation of the community standards was the prayer that was given to me from Freedom Encounters to pray for people who are having reactions to the vaccine, to the injection. And they banned it. They said, no, this is in direct violation. And so now, here, key factors contributing to the current heightened threat environment. And this has to do, summary of terrorism threat to the U.S. homeland. The proliferation of false or misleading narratives which sow discord or undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions. For example, there's widespread online proliferation of false or misleading narratives regarding unsubstantiated widespread election fraud and COVID, Grievances associated with these themes inspired violent extremists during 2021. Well, gee, so I guess the Wisconsin legislature, Michael, is they're all terrorists over there because they're looking at decertifying their 2020 results because the audit identified so much fraud. The Arizona election audit, if you read it, identifies a huge amount of election fraud. And they've got the same issues in Georgia, and Pennsylvania's legislation is going through the same things because of the testimony. And David Shostokas, who will be on with me at the top of the next hour, who also is a candidate for attorney general for the great state of Illinois, he was an election monitor, and violations occurred, and he testified about those violations in front of the Pennsylvania election board, and that was all considered to be elevating the threat of terrorism in the United States, and individuals who are engaged, I guess, in testifying about what they saw or coming on programs, and the programs then that allow those people to come. I mean, there may well be things that you say this morning, Michael, regarding media bias that in some circles they're looking at, and they're considering, you know, folks like MRC to be enemies of the state.
Well, one thing's for sure. There's definitely been a concerted effort from big tech and big government to silence opinion, to silence conversation, and to silence, you know, our First Amendment free speech on social media and online in general. I mean, you even have Justice Clarence Thomas recently talking about a case at the Supreme Court level about the need for potential Section 230 reform, or reevaluating how the courts construe Section 230 that gives such broad immunities to companies like Facebook and other big tech entities. You know, but you mentioned a couple of things. You were talking about COVID-19 earlier and communications that people are having online about that. Those are things that people should be allowed to talk about. You know, they should be able to have conversations. Doctors should be allowed to have a voice online. And look, MRC Free Speech America doesn't just want one side of the narrative. We believe that the answer to bad speech is more free speech. You don't win an argument by silencing your opposition. You win an argument by presenting facts and giving people the truth and allowing them to discern the information, both sides of the argument, and come to a consensus and, of understanding based on the facts. And the only way you can get facts out there is if you're allowed to speak. And right now there's a concerted effort by big tech and big government to silence that.
There's no question that they are targeting very specific speech, and indicating that speech is not allowed. You pick out each week several different stories. Why don't you go through and kind of share with us some of the stories that you're looking at and have identified to share with our audience?
Yeah, sure. So I'm also managing editor over MRC Business along with MRC Free Speech America. And just to touch back on the free speech issue again real quick, Pastor Greg Young mentioned that he was censored multiple times in the past week and has been censored before. You can check out censortrack.org, where we have several of the instances of where he's been censored. And you can find the details there on censortrack.org of Pastor Greg Young's ongoing battle with Vimeo and other social media and big tech companies where he's being censored.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from this break, we'll be talking with Michael about specifically articles that he's identified to share with you. I want to encourage you to check out our page, chosengenerationradio.com, and note that we have articles that we put up every single day and that we send out. If you're signed up for our email, we'll put those in your box, and we would encourage you to get signed up. There's a federal judge who's told Biden that illegal alien minors cannot be released. The economic war between the United States and Russia just shifted into overdrive. There is a lawsuit that's been filed by frontline doctors. The greatest fraud in history. Doctors sued the federal government over the COVID vax. And let's see, Biden.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can...
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Michael Morris. We're going to jump into also talking about, obviously, people are feeling the pain at the pumps. But one quick headline, I guess, that I think is important. You were talking about the censorship, big tech, social media, and censorship, and the Section 230. And one of the things that there have been a number of stories now, because Biden's administration has said that they want the social media companies to be giving them a report of individuals that are putting out. In other words, so I've now been banned on YouTube. I've been banned on Twitter. It's a little separate deal. That was for calling Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore. But that's because he was basically getting Chinese prostitutes jobs on the staff of House Intelligence Committee members, and he was sleeping with the madam. And then Reuters comes out with a story that says that the NSA's software program that they use suddenly now is being used by the CCP to spy on us. And you gotta, is it, well, where did they get that from? Well, gee, I wonder. Anyway, separate aside, but so Vimeo, LinkedIn, and YouTube have all banned me for having doctors and medical experts on the program addressing the issue and for posting articles about the CDC hiding data and about issues relative to these injections. And now this administration is saying that individuals such as myself who have put this information out on social media should be put onto a list so that we can be watched by the government and they can be monitoring our activities. And now on to other business, look, like high gas prices.
I was going to say, look, Jen Psaki has also called on Big Tech to look out for people that are talking about climate change as well. So, you know, there's a whole host of issues that government and Big Tech are trying to silence conservative talk on. But right, yeah, you were talking about gas prices.
Yeah.
Of course, this goes back to climate change as well. And look, you know, we see incredibly high gas prices right now. In fact, I was just on my way home yesterday. My wife leaves about 20 minutes before I do, and she got gas, and it was $4.15 a gallon. I showed up about 20 or so minutes later. It had risen 14 cents per gallon up to $4.29 just in that span of time. Now, of course, this stems from Biden's announcement that he had finally decided to cut off Russian oil and gas imports. Now, Russia, according to reports, we were getting about 30% or so of our oil and gas imports from Russia. And that's, of course, because we haven't been drilling here at home. We're not allowed to drill in Anwar. Federal lease has been cut back. Of course, the Keystone XL pipeline was canceled, Biden's first day in office. And naturally, the media is deflecting and suggesting that, well, that's not the reason. It's Putin. Putin's the problem. Well, just yesterday, even Stephen Colbert was out talking about this issue. And he ridiculously said, a clean conscience is worth a buck or two. Of course, he's talking about environmentalism. He said, I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla. Well, that's all well and good for someone who's worth $75 million, according to reports online. But what about the everyday American? Higher gas prices, for example, have a trickle-down effect. You know, you got to get to work to make money. Well, that requires putting gas in your car. The average electronic vehicle costs something in the realm of $50,000 each on average. I mean, that's incredibly high. The trickle-down effect I was talking about, right?
Yeah.
We transport things in this country via truck, semi, okay? So that means everything that you get at stores, there's a cost for that because it has to be transported from one area to another, from a distribution center to a grocery store to, you know, your local Walmart or Target or what have you. And so those costs have to be borne by someone. Well, there's ultimately going to be a higher price to pay for shipping, which then gets passed on to the convenience store or grocery or whatever. And then that price gets raised on the product itself, which then goes to the consumer. So ultimately, the Americans are going to bear the weight of bad government policy from the Biden administration. Meanwhile, the liberal media is passing it off and saying, well, there are no good options. Well, that's simply not true. We could drill right here in the U.S.
Well, and as we spoke with Dr. Bonner Cohen about yesterday, quite in depth, you know, flipping that switch, making that happen, my listeners, my dear listeners, we can make a difference. Don't forget to make that call. 202-224-3121 is the Capital Switchboard. 202-224-3121. Call your representative, your congressman, call your two senators. Make sure they hear from you. Contact the White House, 202-456-1414. 202-456-1414. Call those numbers, four phone calls, your congressman, your two senators, and the White House, and tell them we want energy independence and we want to stop this buying of foreign oil. Back after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program. He's joining us here on a monthly basis, and I'm really, really pleased to have him with us. He is an expert in the fields of understanding our nuclear weapons and nuclear power, as well as understanding our power grids and how they need to be defended and the defenses that we should have in place. And of course, I grew up in the Cold War era. Served the United States Air Force in the Cold War era. I have been aware of and grew up, in the, I guess, kind of what you would consider to be the dawning of the nuclear age. Not directly after World War II, but certainly that baby boomer generation. And we understand that the nuclear threat still exists today and has not gone away. But if you listen to our intelligence community, especially under this administration, they would have us to believe that there's no such thing as a nuclear threat. Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, you have written an article, Nuclear Crisis, that nobody knows and no one's talking about. And you've laid out some very efficient points relative to why this is a concern. Welcome to the program. Let's talk about those things and the concerns that you have as it relates to the potential nuclear threat, especially with Putin and what's happening with Russia right now.
Thank you so much for having me, Pastor Greg. That article is all the more relevant now, given the testimony to Congress yesterday by our intelligence community. It included all the leaders of intelligence community, including America's top spy, so-called, Avril Haines, who's the director of national intelligence. And they, and she in particular, reassured Congress that there's nothing to worry about as far as Russia's
nuclear threat is concerned, you know, because according to Avril Haines, they have seen no evidence of Russian submarines putting to sea, or their ICBMs deploying to the field, or their bombers being uploaded and getting ready. And so, despite the fact that on the 27th of February, that was not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before that, Vladimir Putin, the dictator of Russia, declared a high alert or a special alert and went down into one of his deep underground bunkers, one of the nuclear command posts. You know, they're claiming that they had gone on alert for a nuclear war. You know, Avril Haines and the intelligence community is telling Congress and the American people that we don't have to worry, nothing to worry about there, that it's all bluff, it's all saber rattling. And that's based on the fact that they don't see increased readiness for nuclear war by the Russians, such as, I mentioned earlier, mobile ICBMs flushing to the field, and submarines leaving port, and bombers on their bases. And all of this exemplifies what I've been warning about for many years, and I think exemplifies what I'm warning about in my article, that either through incompetence or politics or whatever the or strategic optimism or whatever the reason, you know, someday, perhaps soon, the United States is going to experience a nuclear surprise attack, a nuclear 9/11, a nuclear Pearl Harbor, because our intelligence community either doesn't know its job or is so politicized that it won't do its job, you know, because what the intelligence community and Avril Haines told the Congress and the American people is untrue, is a happy face, erroneous analysis of the current situation. And why do I say that? You know, they're looking for, in the intelligence community, and I used to work for the CIA, and I was a strategic warning. I was involved in one of my jobs, and I got an award for them for my innovative work in the area of indications and warning. Okay? Indications and warning 101, you know, in terms of should you have a heightened concern about nuclear war, is there a major war in Europe involving the superpowers? And if the answer to that question is yes, then you've got an elevated risk of nuclear war right there without anything else happening. You know, that alone, when you're talking about two nuclear armed superpowers in a confrontation in a major war in Europe, that alone is reason to be concerned about an elevated risk of nuclear war. Next, Vladimir Putin, you know, former KGB thug, megalomaniac, and ruthless killer, he is Russia's national command authority. Vladimir Putin, all by himself, on his own, he's the dictator of Russia. He can launch those forces. He can make a nuclear attack if he wants to. And he said that he was putting his forces on high alert, mm-hmm. and has had himself televised down in his deep underground control post, the command and control headquarters. There's hundreds of them in Russia, by the way. We don't know where all of them are. They're deep underground. They're under hundreds of meters of granite. They're impervious to nuclear attack. They can accommodate up to 30,000 people, each of these things. And he's down there in one of them. And so when you've got this guy, the National Command Authority of Russia, saying that he's putting his nuclear forces on alert and self-deploying to another underground nuclear bunker, maybe we should believe him. Entertain the possibility that maybe he's telling the truth instead of saying, "Oh, he's just bluffing. It's just nuclear saber rattling."
Well, let me ask you. Yeah, let me ask you a quick question relative to that.
Okay.
Because there are these people who say that that a person like yourself, someone like me, who's talking about this issue. Oh, well, those are just neocons. They're warmongers. They want to get into a fight. Does defense preparation in your mind mean that we're wanting a nuclear war?
No, that's prudence. That's how you avoid a nuclear war. Probably one of the greatest Democrat presidents who ever lived, you know, President John Kennedy, all right, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when Russia you know, was making nuclear threats against the United States. He won that crisis by going almost, he put our nuclear forces on DEFCON 2. Mm-hmm. There's five readiness levels for our nuclear forces. DEFCON 5, which is the lowest level, through DEFCON 1. At DEFCON 1, you're actually at a nuclear war, okay? DEFCON 2 is the last phase of readiness. Assumes you're 6 hours from a nuclear war. And he put our forces on DEFCON 2 in order to de-escalate the crisis, to warn off Khrushchev, to show he was serious, and basically prevailed in the Cuban Missile Crisis. And most of the time, in every case where we have known about the Russians starting to, and there have been rare, this rarely happens in history.
Sure.
But in the maybe dozen cases in the course of the Cold War, from the 1950s until today, when Russia has, when we have known about Russia, and we don't always know, but when we have known about Russia starting to make a nuclear threat, a credible nuclear threat,
right?
You know, we have met that by raising our readiness level to prepare to deter the war, to prevent a war from happening, and we've warned them. We see what you're doing. Don't try to attack us, and that's what we've done. This administration has gotten clear warning from Vladimir Putin, you know, that he's increased the readiness of his nuclear forces for nuclear war. And he has done so credibly just by going down to that underground command post, because he can launch his most of his forces in minutes. And our response, Biden's response, has been, oh, it's just nuclear saber rattling. He's just bluffing. And we're going to leave our forces. The press has asked them. If our forces are not going to mobilize, we're going to stay at DEFCON 5.
But that's isn't this the same? And isn't this?
Excuse me. Let me
finish. Go ahead. Sure.
That's a huge gamble. It's a huge gamble because it makes our forces more vulnerable to surprise attack when he does not respond. And when now I'll let you. You know, I know it's your show, so you're entitled.
No. Well, no. All I was going to say was, hasn't he already shown us? I mean, he threatened that he was going to invade the Ukraine. He kept telling us that he was going to invade the Ukraine. And gee, it seems to me that about 11 days ago, he followed through on that threat. So why wouldn't we take him seriously when he does what he's done now with the nuclear situation in light of what he's already proven 11 days ago?
Well, you could write a whole book about why we wouldn't. There's a range of answers. You know, one of them that's most fundamental is the West has brainwashed itself for years that nuclear war is unwinnable. Only a madman would fight a nuclear war, and therefore a nuclear war is virtually impossible to happen. And so there's tremendous denial behavior when it comes to even our intelligence community. You know, to come up, to put a happy face on everything, to say, well, this is just saber rattling and weather. And it's not just with Russia under these circumstances, but whenever China or North Korea makes nuclear threats, it's always dismissed as saber rattling. I hear the music.
Yeah, we're going to be going out here in about 20 seconds. It's a hard break, but we'll be back.
Okay.
We got another 7 minutes on the other side. So go ahead.
Good. Oh, okay.
Just tell us what you're going to tell us when we get back. You got 10 seconds.
I'd like to talk about reasons to believe Putin.
Right.
You know, I haven't gone into all the reasons.
Yeah.
But
okay. We'll talk about that when we get back. Right after this, folks.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. And Dr. Pry, you have some really incredibly important information we want to try to get out during this segment. So I'm just going to turn this over to you, and I'd like you to go ahead and walk us through again your thoughts, in particular, the real reasons why we need to take Vladimir Putin and in general this nuclear threat very seriously.
Okay, before the break, you had asked me, you know, why is it that the intelligence community and the director of the National Intelligence, Avril Haines, has told Congress, basically, don't worry about these nuclear threats. They're bluff and bluster from Vladimir Putin, you know. And why can't she see what I see in terms of the threat? And part of my answer to that was that the intelligence community, our strategic culture, is one of dysfunctional optimism, especially when it comes to nuclear weapons. We have brainwashed ourselves to be so terrified of the nuclear threat that even our intelligence community doesn't want to see the signs and doesn't want to face the reality of a nuclear threat. And I would also add that Avril Haines, you know, the Biden appointee, is one of the least competent people in the world to look for signs of a nuclear threat from Russia, because she's not a specialist in nuclear weapons or nuclear forces operations. She's a lawyer, and she used to be a bookstore owner who would give pornographic readings to her audiences. But, you know, she found her way into the Obama administration, into the intelligence community, and now is the top official when it comes to our intelligence. But she's not the only one, and it's not just because of her background. Even many people who are serious about and have knowledge about nuclear forces and weapons in the West, many of them, you know, have their head in their sand because they are afraid, you know, to face up to the facts. Now, one of the facts, the point I want to make, you know, Avril Haines' whole case to Congress about, well, don't worry about those nuclear threats, that Russia is not in an elevated condition to make its attack against us, is that she's looking for Russia to flush mobile ICBMs to the field. She's looking for them to send more submarines to sea. She's looking for them to arm their bombers, which is what we basically have to do. We don't have mobile ICBMs, but most of our force is based on submarines and bombers. And so when we get ready, we have to mobilize those forces. It's not the same for Russia. They have a completely different nuclear triad than ours. They rely much more heavily on ICBMs than we do. In fact, the ICBMs are their premier nuclear force, called the Strategic Rocket Forces. and they have enough warheads on their ICBMs so that they can achieve their damage goals against us, you know, with just the ICBM force. They don't have to mobilize anything else. And the ICBMs are always ready to launch a surprise attack every day, all the time. They're in what's called constant combat readiness, which means they're 95% ready to be launched in a few minutes' time. And the and this includes the mobile ICBMs. The mobile ICBMs don't have to deploy to field out of their garages. The garages have rapidly retractable roofs, so they can fire right there without having to go to the field. And all of these ICBMs are wired in to the general staff and political leadership nuclear bunkers. They're deep underground nuclear command posts, like the one that Vladimir Putin is in right now. They're wired in, hardwired into those things, so that we can't listen in to what emergency action messages are being sent to these forces. They can launch these forces secretly because they've postured them for surprise attack. Now, you know, there's approximately 500 targets in the United States, and they have 800 warheads, which is more than enough on the ICBM force alone to be able to make a surprise attack on the United States and achieve their damage goals. But if they wanted to double that and increase the number of warheads, they could do so easily, because another part of the Russian strategic posture that is different from ours is their submarines. Admiral Haynes, they do not have to send their submarines to sea in order to threaten the United States. Their submarines, unlike ours, carry intercontinental ballistic missiles too. They can reach the United States from port. We have to send our submarines to sea because they only carry intermediate range ballistic missiles. So to reach Russia, we have to send them to sea. You know, the Russian force is not like our force, and she's acting as if it is. You know, they also have hardwired, very secure command control landlines going to their submarine ports, you know, so that their submarines at dockside can launch their ICBMs and strike the United States. That would add another 700 weapons to the force, which is, you know, way more than what they need. They can attack the whole world, basically, from this surprise attack posture. Even the submarines at sea, you know, if you were planning a surprise attack, you'd send them to sea with a time and with the authorization to launch, with the unlocking codes so that you can launch, and with a time to coordinate their launch with the other forces, with the land Russian forces. So you wouldn't necessarily see any unusual or different behavior or picked up any signals, because they would have, because Putin would have arranged to do that ahead of time. And so it would look like he's just at his normal day-to-day posture. But the normal day-to-day posture of the Russians is always ready to launch a surprise attack against us. So there are very few indicators that we would be able to pick up on. And the ones she's mentioning are ones that they would definitely not engage in if they were going for a surprise attack. And finally, you know, the smallest part of the Russian nuclear triad is their bomber force. That force would have to be fueled. It's their mobilization of the bombers would be very visible. You know, they have to bring in the pilots, they have to fuel the planes, they would have to upload the nuclear weapons and all of that. And if you were going for surprise, and since the United States puts big stock in our bombers, you know, for the Air Force, let's not forget the Air Force is one of the, you know, basically runs our land-based nuclear deterrent. And for the Air Force, they are pilots. They love the bombers. They like bombers more than ICBMs. And so we give a lot of focus to our bombers. The Russians think bombers are an obsolete form because, you know, they're slow to generate. You can see them generating. They have to get through air defenses. And so if you were planning a surprise attack, you would deliberately not generate your bomber force, because that would give us a clue that you're getting ready for a surprise attack. So for all these reasons, you know, we need to take the threat from Vladimir Putin seriously. We should have put our forces on a higher readiness level to deter a surprise attack, but we haven't. And God forbid, but if the Russians were to strike us now, you know, they would achieve surprise thanks to people like Admiral Haynes, our Director of National Intelligence.
Well, Dr. Pry, I appreciate so much your service to our country. I appreciate you getting this information out. With your permission, I'm going to publish that article that you emailed to us so that my readers can be made aware of this, and you know, we need to be praying, and we need to be alerting again our congressional members, 202-224-3121. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.